Your music listening device has been taken over by the Geeks for the Win crew. Your device will be returned to your control after you hear from Mark, Stuart, and William geek out over comics, video games, TV shows, and movies. Everything and anything considered geek.
And welcome to another episode of Geeks for the Win, the podcast where we simply just geek out over, you know, a variety of topics. This is episode 10, or, you know, we're finally in the double digits, yay.
Hooray, yay, woo.
And we're recording on Sunday, May 16th at 6:37 Central Standard. And I am William, a.k.a. PoliticSoul44. And today I am joined with my co-host, Stuart,
a.k.a. Casual Terror,
and a special guest, Jaybird.
Hey, hey. How's everybody doing?
Okay, Mark is not here because we've had some, there were some differences behind the scenes, and he has decided to leave, and, you know, we have no hate towards him at all, you know, it was just differences, you know. And
creative differences.
And we wish him the best of luck with, you know, if he starts his own another podcast or does something else, we wish him the best of luck with that.
Last I heard, he's now going to be on Geeks with Color.
Alrighty then.
And so he'll be on there with Shrubal Shrike. So hopefully he gets comfortable where he's at and has a good time with him.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, we wish you luck, Mark, if you're listening. But, you know, we like I said, we're Geeks for the Win. We are part of the Open Forum Radio Network, where you can find other great podcasts such as Open Forum Radio, the 40cast, the
Sportscast.
The OFR Sportscast, and the Zabari Section Z cast, I think it's called.
It's just changed names so many times, I don't know.
Yeah. But the Zabari show, you know, I mean, but Section Z, Z podcast, whatever he's calling it now, but check them out. You know, they're all great. I mean, I listen to most of them. The sports cast, I personally don't listen to just because I'm not too big into sports, but they're great guys, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they're definitely entertaining. Their last episode was just pretty hilarious. But, anyways, today, our big major topic is going to be Iron Man
2.
Yes, Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2. You know, we're going to talk about Iron Man 1 a little too, of course, but, you know, everyone's talking about it, so we might as well, you know, we want to be cool too. Peer pressure. But, yeah, so I guess we can, you know, just get into it. I'm just going to start by saying initially, you know, I was psyched for this movie. I was upset because it was sold out opening weekend for me, so I had to wait to see it. And but when I finally did, oh, I loved it. I felt this movie is by far the best I've seen this year.
Yeah, I did go opening weekend. What happened was we were going to go see like a 5 o'clock show, but it was sold out until 9. So, and the town, we actually went out of town to go see this. So we were kind of hanging around town. It was me and my sister. And, we did a bunch of shenanigans around town.
Nice.
And the movie. Yeah. Like, I actually got to play with an iPad for the first time because I went to Best Buy.
Now, quickly, how did you like that?
From playing the store model, it was a giant iPod Touch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I haven't actually sat down and really messed with it. So, like, just the playing with it in store for 10 minutes, it was a giant iPod Touch.
Real quick, did your Best Buy also have a 3D TV in there?
I don't know. I wasn't really looking at TVs.
Yeah, next time you go back into the TV section. I'll bet you they have one. And
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it's set up in the back. I actually tried that last week, and it is god awful. It is like watching. It's like somebody smeared just water all over the screen, and you're just watching a blurry image.
At Best Buy,
I have an absolute hate for 3D. So
I don't. I mean, it has its place, I guess. I mean, you didn't see Avatar in 3D, correct?
No, I saw it in 2D.
Yeah,
on a regular DVD.
Yeah, see. Oh, go ahead.
I have yet to see one 3D movie. Toy Story 3, I'm going to make sure that'll be my first one.
Yeah, see, the thing with Avatar was it added depth to it, you know, and it was just unique, you know, like, I'm not going to get into it, I've talked about it before, but...
Okay. Well, watching it in 2D, I could tell where, you know, the 3D gimmicks were.
It didn't really have much gimmicks, though.
Well, like the whole scene with the, you know, close-up of the feet running in the dirt, and the dirt flying back at the screen.
Well, yeah, it did that, of course, yeah, but it didn't jump out at you, you know, like a movie like Final Destination 3D, you know. It was subtle, you know. It did it at certain parts, and I mean, like, for example, they had holographic, you know, imageries, you know. The actual stations did, you know, the tables were holographic for them, and that kind of, you know, popped out of the screen, you know, nothing huge, but it made you look like, you know, you were looking at it like they were. It was pretty interesting.
Well, Avatar 2, I will watch it in 3D.
Oh, I hope there's not an Avatar 2. I hope there's not.
There's gonna be.
There's gotta be.
There's gotta be.
The new Resident Evil movie, that's gonna use the Avatar cameras.
Oh god, I hate those damn movies.
I love them.
I like them.
Oh god, like why the hell did they have to change it so much? So
Just look at it as you know, as an action zombie movie. Don't even think about the game, and it's awesome because I never played the games. So
I didn't either. I was never a fan of Resident Evil games, so I enjoy the movies.
And that's the exact reason I love the Silent Hill movie, the Resident Evil movie. I'm also a big fan of Resident Evil. And I couldn't get past the fact that after the second one, they just went batshit insane with Mad Max, you know. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to cuss, but...
Oh, it's explicit. No, it's just don't go crazy like you did in Ustream.
okay, I won't. But they just went Mad Max with the third one, and it was just stupid. It had no place in anything. Like, they didn't have to do that at all.
I liked the third one. I thought it was interesting, especially with all the clones and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Freaking clones. God.
That's going to be interesting in the next one. But.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the one thing that did jump out at me as kind of cool was at one point they showed a Las Plagas infected zombie. Like, you know, the guys that spurt the, you know, the predator mouths, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Hmm. Wow. We tangent, like, way early in. Scarfinger would be proud, probably.
Yes, he's trained me well.
but back on to Iron Man 2. Jaybird, do you want to go and talk about your experience with it, you know, seeing it?
Oh, God.
Like, when you saw it and whatnot?
Yeah, alright, so we went Saturday morning of the opening weekend, at 11 o'clock, went to a nice place, it was a really nice place, it was, you know, just an outdoor mall, had a nice theater, nice people there, and we went in there, and it didn't happen till the end, but we had a good time the whole movie, and then at the very last 10 minutes of the movie, two of these assholes decided to fight two rows in front of me, and, basically some woman all the way at the front started screaming, "He's got a gun! He's got a gun!" And it just went insane in that theater.
Damn. Did you get a refund?
No, damn it, I, like...
You could have totally got a refund.
I know, it was... See, what we did,
was it towards the end of the movie?
It was towards the end, in my theory. Okay. And my theory is the second that they did the very ending battle scene when they started shooting, I'm guessing that woman interpreted that as somebody in the theater shooting. That's my theory.
Well, if it went crazy, you know, that disrupted your experience. You could have definitely gotten your money back.
How movies get give out refunds is where it is in the movie. If it's towards the end of the movie, they will not give a refund.
Oh, if you complain enough, yeah. You can get anything done.
Because a friend of mine, when she saw Spider-Man, like they had a power outage like right at that last scene, and they would not give refunds to anybody.
That's the point when you should give a refund. That's the worst part. If it was in the middle of it, I don't know. I mean, you should just give a refund no matter what, but especially at the ending. And,
yeah.
They were offering refunds to people that asked. There was a man and two kids in the middle of the fight that actually kind of got hurt. And, I mean, not really hurt, but, you know, pretty shaken up. And they offered him refunds. And I think by the time that fight ended, half the theater left. We sat in there because, you know, it was the last 10 minutes. So we sat in there and kept watching. And when we finally got out, we could see people getting refunds. And I thought to myself, you know, I should get a refund, but I don't want to be like that old asshole that just, you know.
Well, if anything, you could have at least gotten, another movie ticket to see it again. You know, they would have at least done that since your experience, you know, was tainted or, yeah.
And they offered it, but that whole thing in the back of my mind that I don't want to be that old woman that tries to get a free deal out of everybody or, you know.
Oh, if you can, do it, dude. I mean, free is free. I mean,
and then the
it doesn't cost them anything. I mean, they're showing the movie no matter if, you know, people...
Well, it costed them a movie ticket.
Yeah, and the worst part about it, five miles down the road, me and my mom were just riding in complete silence, and then we just both said, God damn it, I should have took those movie tickets. Should have took that refund.
Yeah, see, Mom, I didn't have that quite of experience, but, you know, this little girl, this dude brought his little kids in the movie. Like, this girl had to have been no older than three, and every time it would get loud, she'd just start getting scared or frightened. I mean, one, that's just horrible parenting, I think. I mean, you especially because it's frightening the child. I mean, and two, you know, that's gonna distract a lot of people.
Yeah, we had a few adults like that, but we didn't really have that one annoying kid in the back that kept screaming, this time at least.
Yeah, you just had people in front of you fighting.
yeah, I just had that. I feared for my life, that's all that happened.
Alrighty, then I guess we can get straight into the movie then.
Yeah, what'd you guys actually think of the movie? Did you like it or not?
I loved it.
Let me think. Give me 2 seconds.
Well, what did you think?
I think I loved it, but it wasn't... Oh, sorry. I think I loved it, but it wasn't Dark Knight to me. It didn't capture me like Dark Knight, and it wasn't made to do that. So I was pretty satisfied anyway.
I liked it a whole lot. It was very enjoyable. I liked it.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Dark Knight. Thinking about Dark Knight, I mean, Dark Knight was epic, you know. I with Dark Knight, I saw it midnight release, you know, waited in line, started the lines at, like, I think 9 o'clock to see it at midnight and all that. You know, it was epic, but, you know, thinking about it now, it was a great movie, but it just doesn't hold, you know, hold to, I think, and personally.
I had one problem with Dark Knight. About halfway through the movie, like, I have this problem with a lot of movies, but it, usually towards the end, but with Dark Knight, it happened in the middle. My ass hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, what Iron Man 2 was the comedic ultimate summer movie equivalent of The Dark Knight, whereas The Dark Knight was like this action thriller, serious, you know, it could have contended for the awards, you know, but those assholes didn't give it at least a nod.
Yeah.
Places it should have won. But it was kind of like that, but Iron Man was just the fun action movie, summer movie equivalent to it.
I thinking about it, you know, I kind of liked Iron Man 2 better than The Dark Knight, thinking about it now, just because of that, you know.
Yeah, it was just more fun, mm-hmm. is what it came down to.
Yeah, because with Dark Knight, there were some parts where it was just totally serious, I mean...
Why so serious?
Damn you.
I had to say
it. Zing!
You say it.
Beat me to it.
But, yeah, I rather enjoyed it a lot. I mean, but I guess, you know, I thought the beginning was brilliant, you know, starting the first one off with, you know, watching the press conference of what happened at the end of the first.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was good.
Yeah, that intro had me pumped. Like, I love that movie, though. From the very beginning of it to the very end, it was just a very high adrenaline movie.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, I guess I'm gonna start by saying, you know, Mickey Rourke did an awesome job as Whiplash.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
I mean, looking at him, I could barely tell. He was the same guy who did all the other movies, like The Wrestler, for example, which I thought he did an awesome job as that in that one too. But he definitely made that role his own. I mean, the whole time I'm watching, I was staring at that toothpick, you know, that he always had in his mouth.
Well, actually, this is actually the first movie I've actually seen him in. So
really,
I'm so glad they pulled his old ass out of the boxing ring and back into movies.
Oh, definitely.
Like he has to be the hell is somebody like spinning out of your.
Yeah,
no idea.
So that was interesting, but
okay. Sorry about that, but I am so glad he is the most. I don't know, that was the best decision that he ever made was going back into movies, because right now he's just been getting all the good roles.
Oh yeah, he's The Wrestler. That was a great movie. You know, that won awards. Iron Man 2. He's going to be in The Expendables. You know, the giant testosterone filled movie. I mean, you go in and basically they inject you with testosterone, probably.
He is pretty much this generation's John Travolta.
Yeah.
Hear me out real quick. John Travolta, he went for, 10 years without really a role until Pulp Fiction came along. And Mickey Rourke, I think he even went longer. He hasn't done really anything since the 90s. And then he comes out with The Wrestler, and now he's this top dog in Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, John Travolta's always been in movies, at least I think.
Oh, no, no. There was a point where he had nothing in, like, maybe the late 70s, the late 80s, until the, what is it called? The movie where the babies could talk, Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking. I actually like Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, the first one was good, but that's what kind of, and he, with those movies, he almost went back into a rut because he just stuck with those and, you know, couldn't find another role.
Well, Look Who's Talking, he had before, it seems like he's had movies like every year for at least.
Yeah.
So he's always, but anyways, we're not talking about John Travolta. this is going to be a fun episode to listen to.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Mickey Rourke just made that role his own. I can't wait to see him in The Expendables. I mean, that's going to be a great movie. Him with all those other action heroes.
I just wish Arnold Schwarzenegger would have a bigger part. I know he's in it, but like, I keep tangenting this off, but I'm sorry. But
no problem.
I hope he just comes back in the next 3 or 4 years while he's still got life.
No, with The Expendables, it's a shame he doesn't have a bigger part, but at least he's in it.
Like,
Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's not in it at all. He's refusing to work with Hollywood because some, you know, moral rights type stuff. I don't know.
He basically just wants to do movies in his homeland is what it came down to.
He feels that Hollywood has sold out, basically. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that would make the movie complete right there. But, well, they got a bunch of others. But, on to Iron Man 2 again. Oh, that's another I wish. But he's like 80. He's actually 80 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just saw him in we really got to get back on Iron Man 2, but I just saw him on a fairly recent, like, workout video or something, and he's freaking ripped still.
Oh, no doubt. But he was born in, like, the 20s, I think.
Yeah. But, on to Iron Man 2, for the love of God.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, I don't feel bad about talking about Chuck Norris, because, you know, Chuck Norris, he's Chuck Norris. But anyways,
we were talking about, who were we talking about? Mickey Rourke.
Yes, Mickey Rourke.
His character, Ivan Vanko. Okay, well, his dad, you know, I don't think they ever said his name, but his dad was Anton Vanko, which in the comics, Anton Vanko was Whiplash.
Really?
Yeah. And Anton Vanko's also name is also with the Crimson something.
Crimson Dynamo.
Anton Vanko is also listed for him, too.
Yeah.
And there is a car alarm going off.
It's awesome.
That's a car alarm? That sounds kind of like someone's alarm clock from my point of view.
Well, I don't know where it's at, though.
But it is gone.
It's gone now. Yeah. So. But, yeah, so you've never seen anything from Mickey Rourke, casual?
Nope, not at all.
And you still thought he was awesome?
Yeah.
As the role?
Like, I got, you know, other than I've heard, you know, like, Mickey Rourke's kind of crazy, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he's had a few, too many hits in the boxing ring. He basically, on his downtime from acting, he was, an amateur boxer for probably 10 years. And he just, you know, went crazy. And drugs and everything else.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that guy has had a life.
Yeah, I just looked through his IMDb list. Yeah, I've seen nothing.
Huh. Interesting. But speaking of, you know, so we're going to talk about Iron Man 2, other good actors. You know, Robert Downey Jr. just brought it, of course, you know.
Oh, yeah.
One character I think I love.
Such a great Iron Man.
Oh, definitely.
In my opinion.
Better Tony Stark, though. I mean.
But, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I meant Tony Stark. He's the absolute perfect Tony Stark.
Oh. But at times he seems to overplay himself. Because at points in the movie, he's like, Iron Man 1 and 2, he was kind of this hyperactive, you know, really crazy, nutty guy. And in this movie, he's just constantly, at points, he just got annoying. He's just constantly talking and just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. He was basically ADHD to me.
How, I mean.
Like, you guys never noticed that? Like, he would be talking to Pepper Potts and just go, hey, Pepper Potts, what are you doing? I'm gonna kill this guy. Alright, I'm gonna drink some, more,
Well, he
more,
had, you know.
He was dying.
Oh, just so you know, spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's gonna be in the title. Probably somewhere in the title.
He's dying, you know, like, you know.
Throughout the most of the movie.
Certain amount of time to live and. You know, his mind races, you know, he's probably talking about as fast as his mind goes.
Yeah, I mean, the Plydian, he used Plydian, right? Is that the right word?
I forget what the name of that was.
I want to say it's Plydium, but...
Yeah, it's Plydium, man.
Yeah, and basically to power his whatever, you know, his life support.
Heart.
Yeah, the little chest, there, circle chest thing, life support, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, which I thought it was funny when Rhodey saw it, and he was like, you put that inside you? I mean, I thought that was funny. I mean, it looked horrible. Ugh. But as far as actors go, I think, you know, Scarlett Johansson, her character was just, that was probably one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
not to mention that, yeah. She looked good, and, you know, her character was just, it was just, you know, amusing, and she did, or just hilarious at points, and she wasn't, her character wasn't even trying to be funny. She just, the way she made, you know, Tony Stark act, and, you know, Pepper act, and it was just, that kind of stole the show for me, I would say.
Yeah, for somebody like Scarlett Johansson, though, I've seen a few of those Iron Man 2 toys at the store. That is a ugly-ass toy that they have.
Yeah, I've seen the toy. That is a not her.
God, they made every point, like the mole on her face is like half of her face in the toy, in one of the toys I saw. Like, it was terrible looking.
Okay, now is she supposed to be like Black Widow or?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
she plays
Natasha Romanoff. Yeah, or Natasha Rushman or something, whatever. But
Natalie Rushman.
Yeah, but they never mentioned, you know, Black Widow at all.
Never mind. You know, but if you knew who Natasha Romanoff was.
Yeah, I was just thinking, but I knew, but, you know, but I'm just thinking, you know, why aren't they mentioning this, you know, for people who aren't, you know, who haven't never read the comics, you know, and don't know, too, you know, that was just that was a fail, I thought. They could have done some mention of it.
I actually just started reading the Black Widow comics that kind of got rebooted.
Yeah.
Because I actually met the writer and got it signed.
Oh, that's cool.
Her writing was freaking awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, they could have mentioned something, especially when she went into kick ass mode at the end.
That was
just awesome. And the driver, the other, I forgot what he is. The assistant or whatever he's a
S.H.I.E.L.D. agent or something, like, sent to make sure he doesn't try to run away or something, or, like, I don't know.
Wait, no, are you talking about, who are you talking about? Were you talking about the guy played by Happy Hogan, or the actual S.H.I.E.L.D. agent?
Not the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, no.
Okay. You're talking about...
His chauffeur. But I got him, you know. He got one, and then he looked, and, you know, she had just gone to town on all those guys. I mean, and that was slick, the way they did that shit. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even, you know, cheesy or nothing. It was just...
awesome.
I mean, and the way she, you know, she sprays that one dude with the other guy's pepper spray.
That was good.
I don't know. She just, whenever she was on stage, I think, not on stage, on screen, she just stole the show for me. But, yeah. What were y'all's favorite characters, I guess, or actors? Who did y'all think was the best?
A lot of people would disagree, but Nick Fury, just because it's Samuel Jackson, and I love Samuel Jackson. I don't know. It's like Nick Fury kicks ass.
Well, there were a lot of the stuff that he said in the movie that just reminded me a lot of Star Wars, and it just took me out of the movie every single time he spoke.
Let me ask you.
Who did he play? Was it Mace Windu? No. Wait.
Yes.
Yeah, Mace Windu. Yeah. I kept thinking about that, too.
Like, he took me out of the movie every single time he spoke.
Well, let me ask you both this. Have both of you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
No. Okay. Okay, so, really, with me, he didn't sound like Mace Windu. He just sounded like he sounded like Jules Winnefield with an eye patch.
Well, technically, to me, he sounded like Sam Jackson.
Well, I mean,
well, like, that's him in every movie.
Yeah, he's him in every movie, it seems like. I mean,
but
good or bad, that's up to the person, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, Jules Winnefield is Samuel Jackson more than Samuel Jackson is. That's why I always, like, I never say it really is Samuel Jackson playing Samuel Jackson. It's always Samuel Jackson playing Jules.
Huh. I just see him playing Sam Jackson. Oh, he's on a plane with snakes. He's a Jedi in Star Wars. Oh, he has an eye patch, and he's Nick Fury. I mean, but I can see where you're coming from.
Didn't the scene when they were in the diner talking remind you of the ending of Pulp Fiction, though? Like, that's all I could think about.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, I can see similar, you know. At the time, no.
Man, I could only think of them just sitting there talking about why pigs aren't, you know, healthy or something. Shit, like, they talk about in Pulp.
Yeah, then don't go into any spoilers on that, because, you know, Casual hasn't seen it. And
I don't know if I will or not.
No, you will.
You have to. You have to have seen it. Even if you don't like it, you have to at least see it. I mean, even if, you know, it's one of those movies you just gotta see, just because it's one of the high regard movies. I mean,
yeah, so that's what I hear.
Like someday I gotta watch The Godfather just because.
Yeah.
I've tried to sit down to watch The Godfather, but I never get to press play.
Yeah,
it's a very hard movie to sell yourself to watch it, but once you watch it, it is really good. It just seems like The Godfather has that thing where you think it's just gonna be a boring movie. They just sit around and talk, and they kind of do, but it's. They sort of do, but it's just so, you know, it grabs you, just them sitting around talking.
Yeah, but, did you go Casual, or Stuart?
Yeah, favorite character?
Yeah.
I don't know,
Or did you not have one?
Well, I'm a recent fan of the Black Widow comic, so I really liked, the Black Widow in it.
Yeah. Well,
but, was that the only one that I guess he was kind of made to be this kind of character? But did you guys just want to punch Justin Hammer in the face?
Oh, definitely. he was made to be the character you just could not, the creepy, you know,
yeah,
competitor. Oh, definitely. And Sam Rockwell just did an awesome job with that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Justin Hammer. Oh, I just want, oh. That even sounds like a douchey name.
Yeah, he did a really good job. He got annoying to the point near the end of the movie where I just couldn't stand him because I don't know what the hell happened to his acting, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, I just loved it when, I think it was Tony Stark was saying something about hammer droids. And the way he said it, just, you know, it of course, it sounded like hemorrhoids. So, I was just laughing at that. But, I mean, where do we want to go with this next?
Well, I'm actually, you know, I'm not really, I'm just kind of new into the comics. So I'm wondering if Justin Hammer is the one who started the government hammer. Like it was SHIELD with the U.S. government. No. Only it was run by Osborn.
I don't know. That might it might.
If he started Hammer.
That would probably make sense. Maybe, yeah. I haven't gone that far in the comics.
Well, from what I read, Hammer's been mentioned. I have no idea.
Yeah, Hammer in the comics, he is just a the same thing as he is in the movie, another weapons dealer.
Yeah,
and he's just a big competitor of Tony Stark. He doesn't really. I don't know what you meant by he made SHIELD. Is that what you said?
No, there was a U.S. version of SHIELD, and it was called Hammer.
Oh no, he had nothing to do with that.
Huh, that's interesting, but. Speak is still on him at the end, you know, where War Machine or Rhodey, you know, he was going to use the big, you know, the whatever bullet, and it just like bounces off, just like ting on, you know.
Yeah, that was
Whiplash. That everybody was just laughing. Oh, yeah. It's funny. But
if I'm not mistaken, that's the same thing Iron Man had in the first movie where he blew up that tank.
It could have been, yeah. That just makes it even more funnier because, you know, that's the latest technology Justin Hammer has, but, you know, Tony Stark has all these other stuff.
Had a better one before him.
Yeah, and that laser thing he did when he was, like, ducked to War Machine and he was just doing that laser. Oh, that was badass. That was, like, that looked like Jedi shit.
Oh, Going to the beginning, when they're in the courtroom, and it showed Hammer's version of Iron Man, when the guy twists and just snaps.
Oh, dude!
Did you guys cringe?
Yeah.
Oh God! I'm like, oh God! What is the oh?
Oh, and he goes he was like, the dude's still alive. He's still alive.
If anybody wants to see some great Sam Rockwell role, go watch Moon, please. That is one of my favorite movies.
I'm hesitant because
I've heard of Moon. I have no idea what it is.
I heard it's a really depressing movie, and I
know it is. It has a perfect everything for me, and it's not depressing. I don't want to get into like the specifics, but you'll come away with a good feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it, through the movie, it has like a certain weight to it. That gives you a heavy feeling, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I guess I'll give it a shot then.
And there's no reason not to watch it because it's on Netflix Instant Queue.
Yeah, but speaking, you know, at the beginning, like, you know, Stewart mentioned the what you said. Happy Hogan was the guy's name.
Yeah, Happy Hogan was the chauffeur's name.
The case he had. With that had the Iron Man, that was badass.
It actually took me a couple of days to get it, but suitcase. It took me a couple of days to get it, but I did get it.
Oh, but that was just awesome, you know. I didn't expect, you know, it to, you know, basically turn into the suit. I thought it had something to do with, you know,
Well, I knew exactly what it was because I'd seen it in the Trenton trailers.
Oh, really? See, with this movie, I avoided everything. It was hard. It was hard. It was truly hard, but I avoided everything.
See, because a lot of the parts that you said you really liked, I was like, it was in the trailers. I seen it.
Yeah, I would have been so psyched up if I hadn't basically ruined the whole movie for myself because, God, that was so awesome seeing, like, the West Coast Avengers armor that the suitcase armor was based on.
Yeah.
I used to be really into the older comics.
Oh, definitely.
I had a bunch.
But, yeah, but before that, you know, when Tony Stark ended up, you know, I own this race car and I should drive it, you know. I was just like, you know, I think everybody was enjoyed that part, you know. Thought that was pretty neat. The billionaire driving his own car that he sponsors.
Yeah.
But, when he got drunk on his birthday party.
Oh, yeah, that was...
That was hilarious.
A lot of people asked me the question, how do you pee? Like this.
Did you guys notice DJ AM in the background?
Yeah, but I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't know who he is?
No.
Okay, he's the guy that was, I think a year or two ago, he got into a plane crash, and he survived with the lead drummer of Blink-182.
182, like, Travis Barker.
Yeah, Blink-182.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and eventually, like a year later, he overdosed and died, which, when was that? Was that in 08 or 09? Was that last year?
It must have been if he died when he's in the movie.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering because I have to look it up later. He died sometime very early last year. So this movie's been it was crazy seeing him. He was the last person I expected.
Oh yeah, and I mean that was just a hilarious scene. You know, just all him just being drunk, acting crazy in the suit. You know, and when the chick threw the champagne bottle up in the air, and he started, you know, shooting at it. I loved it when he told the DJ to, you know, play him a beat to beat his friend to, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they started fighting, War Machine versus Iron Man. Oh, see, that was probably a better fight scene than the end, you know?
But, like, that part, like, it got so annoying because I could just tell it was so... You know, I could tell everything was CGI, and it just wasn't... It wasn't... You couldn't believe what was happening because you could tell nothing was really there.
It looked pretty real to me. I mean, what did you think, like, Stuart?
It looked pretty good.
Dude, it just seemed like Rhodey's Iron Man costume, it just looked like a video game. It didn't look, you know, Avatar quality.
Yeah, but the two different movies and two different...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
But, I mean, of course his didn't look as good as Iron Man, you know. Just because
It was an older version of the suit.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't that. It was just the way they were interacting with the environments. It just looked like... You could tell there wasn't anything there. Is what I'm saying. To me, at least.
Yeah. But, I mean, I enjoyed that fight scene. I thought it was... God, fight scenes. Oh, it was a lot better than the Whiplash one. The Whiplash was... Oh.
Speaking of War Machine...
Yeah?
The actor change. Did you like it?
It took me a while to get used to it, but... It was... I didn't have too much of a problem after... You know, halfway through the movie, I was all right with it. Still would have rather had the other guy, the other actor.
Knowing ahead of time about the actor change, it didn't bother me. The second, though, that he showed up, I was just thinking about what the audience was thinking. And I heard,
if they didn't watch Iron Man 1 right before, most people probably wouldn't have noticed it was the same character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And to me, he was a better Rhodey. The other guy, what was his name? I already forgotten.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, Terrence Howard. He was just kind of, he kind of reminded me, I don't know, he just looked like he was high all the time through the first movie. He's like, yo, Iron Man, I got this shit. Like, I'm going to get in this suit and I'm going to do it in the sequel.
Yeah, I liked Don, Sheldon a lot better.
Okay. But, yeah. I don't know. I just, he was all right, but it, I just wish they could have just, I wish they would have either had him in the first or, you know, I'm just, you know, like that. I like things to be consistent if they can.
Well, you'd have that if he was George Lucas. You'd be seeing,
oh, God.
CGI's face into the first movie.
Oh, God. Don't mention George Lucas and Iron Man. Please. Don't mention George Lucas, period.
Oh, come on. You don't like old Turkey Neck?
I'm not a big fan of Mr., you know, Flannel.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, anyways, get off of George Lucas, but yeah, the Whiplash fight scene, that was just, that was anticlimactic, really.
The last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally was.
I mean, seriously, I mean, all he did was just, you know, hit both of them, grab both of them, then they were like, oh, okay, let's do this scene we did, you know, let's do this thing we did when we were fighting earlier. And then that was it. And then, oh, I have bomb, I win, I have bombs spread everywhere, you know, and, oh, we can just fly away. And I don't know. I don't know. That just went by a little too fast. I think they should have cut down the, you know, chase scene with the droids and focus more on the Whiplash. I would have enjoyed that.
It wouldn't have killed him to add just the extra 10 minutes to that ending scene. It just made it a little bit more, you know. Made
well, definitely. I mean, it was only like what, less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
Well, the thing with Whiplash's the suit he was wearing, it was freaking huge. Like it reminded me a lot of who's the villain in One? What's his name?
Ironmonger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just huge.
Yeah, that was a Crimson Dynamo. He went through, instead of having his dad be Whiplash and then him be Crimson Dynamo, or the other way around, I can't really remember. But had him be both villains.
Yeah, Anton Vanko was the Crimson Dynamo and Whiplash, but they had Ivan play his son, but that's not how it went in the comics.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, they can't do everything true to the comics, I mean, but I don't have a big issue with something like that. It doesn't totally ruin the movie, you know, like certain other movies do, like Spider-Man.
Knew you were going to bring that up.
Dude, I can't get over the fact that the web just comes out of his body.
What?
No?
that was the best thing that they could have done.
Peter Parker created web fluid and web cartridges. That's what made him Spider-Man. He was smart and intelligent and
that was the best thing ever, though, that they should make, from now on, just to piss you off, they should make every single version of Spider-Man basically a spider. You know, like, give him his organic web shooters. That made sense. Like, if you're going to get bitten by a spider, think about that. If he was not smart enough, all he could do is stick to walls.
But that eliminates, like, in the comics, he had problems because he would, you know, run out of web fluid.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, for special villains, like, you know, he would make certain, like, stronger web fluid or web fluid that mixed with other stuff, like
Hydro Man.
Yeah, Hydro Man, for example. And
but they never truly played him out to be a genius in the Spider-Man movies.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that they could have gone with that. I mean, that's a big example of showing that he was, you know, he was truly intelligent. But they didn't do that. That's why I have a problem with it.
But I don't know.
But then again, that's Fox, not Marvel.
I love the organic web shooters.
I can't stand that. But anyways, back to Iron Man 2. I noticed a bunch of little subtle things, like, you know, of course, the Captain America shield.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to jump up in that theater and say, look at that, it's Captain America's shield. Like, I just wanted to, like, I would have ended up being the biggest dork in that place, but, like, I just wanted to jump up and scream.
And it was funny because I was looking throughout the whole movie, big spoilers, of course, I was looking for the Thor mention, you know? I was looking at that.
I had no idea the Thor mission was coming.
Well, that was something I couldn't avoid. That was something that one of the few things that I couldn't avoid that sprung up on me. Somebody mentioned it on a podcast that there was some references to it, but like Captain America, Thor, and a Hulk reference. But
back to the Captain America thing. I absolutely loved the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D. when he was down there. He's like, "Why do you have this?"
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's perfect. And use it as leverage.
Oh yeah,
I like that.
Just because it. All right, let me ask you this. Did you stay after the credits, both of you?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Yes, I was staying with my dad. My dad was like, he got up
the theater I was in stayed. I did not expect that at all.
No, all right.
Nobody stayed for topic, like barely anybody stayed for me. I mean, my dad was one of the people who was about to get up, and I was like, sit back down. There's stuff after the credits. I mean,
my mom, she was trying to get up, and I said, damn it, you sit down and you get the hell out of here. I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah, and spoilers, but you know, this is where I was originally going, but that's where the Thor reference was.
Yeah, and when I saw that hammer, I both fists up like yes.
No, when I saw that big when I saw that big crater, I knew it was Thor.
It took me a second. I'm like, what could that be? Thor, hammer.
I saw that crater, I was thinking, where's the hammer? Where's the hammer? They're gonna show the hammer. I know they're gonna. There it is. Yay.
Well, you knew it was coming. I didn't. So it took me a little bit.
Did you guys ever look up on the internet the actual design of it? Because I looked it up. It has sort of a technological type design to it. It's got these lines to it that kind of look like circuitry on a motherboard.
No, I never saw that.
I was a bit disappointed that the hammer did not have the phrase on it or whatever. Like, I can't tell you what the phrase is, but I know there's...
Well,
we only
saw one side of it. It could have been on
that. That is true. It could have been on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been kind of silly if the camera, like, did a 360 around it, you know, spun around it. But
and you guys have seen what Thor looks like, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you guys think of that?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either. I mean, I'd really guess... He could have been a bit bigger, but...
He looks like Thor. Yeah, other than, you know, the muscles could have been bigger.
Yeah, but...
The arm sleeves look like plastic. It looks like they took plastic and tied a bunch of fishnets around it. Like, take a look at that. It just looks like they took, like, some kind of plastic tubing, put it on his arms, and wrapped fishnets around it.
That's interesting. I never noticed that, but, getting back on, you know, Iron Man 2. I guess, you know, like I was talking about the Whiplash battle, that, you know, it being very short. I mean, I guess I was just mainly disappointed because the battle with, you know, Ironmonger, you know, at the end of Iron Man 1, that was a long battle. That took a good amount of time, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of found that boring. I kind of found that fight a little boring. And I guess
A lot of people weren't happy with the Final Fight of Iron Man 1.
Just because the actor, you know, he just didn't seem like the type who could really, you know, kick ass or, you know.
Don't talk shit about the dude.
I don't have anything against him. I just don't think he made a good supervillain.
The dude does not abide.
Well, he was awesome as the dude, of course, but, I mean.
Okay.
You know, in Iron Man, I didn't like him.
Okay, well, you can have that.
I mean, that's one of my favorite movies, The Big Lebowski. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. I mean, if you can do it. You should do a movie night of that, because the guys over at Talk, I heard the guys at Talking Ship did one with that.
Well, speaking of which, nobody has signed up to my my Nightmare on Elm Street movie night, and I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
Really? See, I'll join if I'm not busy on Monday. Well,
I have to, I'm not sure what it is. I think it's just the timing of it, and I don't want to take my time up with my problems, or take your time up with my problems, but I just got to find that good night to do it.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that perfect night, and hopefully during the summer, that'll really pick up.
Well, with that said, you know, check Talking About Games, you know, check their game night sections, and, you know, see what movie, you know, Jay Bird's you know, has up for movie night, and if you like the movie, if you haven't seen it and want to see it, join. It's a blast. I've done it a few times, and I mean, if you ever do the Big Lebowski, I'll definitely be in there. Yeah, I mean,
I may do that in the coming weeks. But yeah, and also shine up to my Red Dead Night. So yeah.
See the timing there. The timing there is bad. We were talking about this before the show.
It's a bit soon.
Yeah.
Because we're both going to get it from Gamefly, so we're probably going to get it, like,
Wednesday, yeah. So we couldn't make it, even if we wanted to.
Well, how about you just go down to GameStop and buy it?
Because, one, I don't want to buy anything without knowing if I'm going to like it or not, because $60 is a lot.
Yeah. And plus, you know, I my computer failed, so I'm saving money for that, to fix it back up.
And speaking of computer failure, we need to get, speaking of computer failure, there's lightning going on outside, so, yeah, if I drop out, then...
Alrighty.
You know, so
then you're
let's
dead.
Get back on Iron Man. Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a big comparison. I kept thinking about that. The fight scene in the first one was long and a little boring, but the second one was short and thrilling, you know, awesome, and you just wanted more. You just wanted, I wish it was just a little bit longer.
God, man, you sound like a woman.
Okay.
You didn't even hear what you just said. Okay, sorry, that's my teenage mind.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to that either. That's, yeah, teenager.
Teenager. We look down on you, us in our 20s. But, yeah, I guess, haha, you know, I sound, or whatever, but that's what she said at the beginning, or at the end of that, but, see, you could have just said that, and it would have been funny. Jaybird, come on now.
Oh, I don't want to go for that. Like, your mama jokes, and that's what she said, are the two most played out.
No, that's what she said is always funny.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
But it's always funny. Your mama jokes, those sometimes they're funny, but mostly no. But that's what she said. Always funny.
I have yet to laugh at your mama joke, and the only time I laugh at that's what she said joke is when it's said by Michael Scott.
Yeah, but anyways, God, we're tangenting a lot today. But what other comparisons? Did y'all see any other major comparisons from the first and the second?
The first one was very down to earth until the very end of it, and the second movie is complete comic book.
I got one. The Tony Stark and Pepper Potts relationship. At the end of one, they got together. What the fuck happened in two? Because they were not together through the entire movie. Then, again, they got together.
Well, Tony was never really with anybody else, though, throughout the whole movie. If you notice that.
I actually... Nah. Yeah.
I mean, he flirted. He flirted,
not physically.
It never showed him with... Even when at his birthday party, when he was getting drunk, I mean... It never showed, you know, him his arm around another girl or anything like that, really. So, I mean, I definitely noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that too, but still, that, you know,
especially
they were more together at the end of one than they were during the entire thing of two.
Well, that's because Tony was distant, through most of the movie, because he didn't want her knowing he was dying. You know, he didn't want anyone to know. So. If you look at it that way, it makes perfect sense.
Okay, I guess I can see your point there.
I mean, he definitely, you know, was distant. I mean, it showed him trying to hide all that stuff from her. But I noticed a bunch of stuff. When he was making her CEO of his company, if you saw the background screen that talked about, you know, that show, or the monitor, you know, that showed about the Stark Expo, whatever. There was a bunch of advertisements below. There was Sega, Kodak, and, like, just a bunch of other ones that I noticed, which, Sega...
Wasn't paying attention.
Sega made the game. Sega, you know... Was,
that god-awful game.
So, I saw that. I saw Sega, and then I noticed all the others, and I was like, that's pretty neat. But, oh, God, Kodak. You always saw Kodak. Kodak was... I'm surprised they didn't, you know, sponsor the movie.
Yeah. Especially with the, you know, when Tony was digging through his dad's old stuff.
Oh, yeah.
and pulling out film, like, film reels, and it was Kodak.
Well, they did the same thing with Burger King. Like, the first thing he did when he came back from Afghanistan or...
Well, yeah, was go to Burger King, yeah.
But, I mean, that was just one part of the movie. I mean, we...
They, like, dragged it, though. They dragged it on through, like, 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, you kept seeing Kodak everywhere, though. I mean, at least I did.
That was the only really part that actually stuck out to me was on the film reel.
Oh, okay. I guess I was just more observant of it, but, you know, I was looking for stuff, you know, just looking for anything.
I just sat down and enjoyed the movie. I wasn't looking for things to pick apart. I go to movies.
Well, I wasn't picking anything apart. I was just trying to notice stuff.
I don't pick things apart and notice stuff till my second viewing.
Well, definitely pay attention to that screen, that monitor, you know, right before he's about to make her CEO. You'll see it says Sega, you know, and all that stuff. Sponsored, you know, Start Expo, sponsored by such and such and Sega. And the whole entire time I'm thinking, why the hell would Sega sponsor an event for, you know, like weaponry and all that kind of, you know, world peace stuff? That convention was, you know, trying to aim towards world peace, and they were showing off, you know, Justin Hammer had to show off his, you know, droids and, you know, all this and that, and why would Sega be there?
Console business didn't work out for Sega, and the video game business sure as hell isn't, so maybe they just went to weapons.
They're getting back to video games. They're tangenting, I guess. I mean, Bayonetta, that was definitely a great game.
Yeah, but it was only published. It wasn't developed.
I guess, but I'm also have hopes for Sonic 4.
Yeah, let me mention that real quick. They're busting their own balls by making it that game episodic. Let me just say that.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, if it's not that great, you know, you pay for the first episode. If you don't like it, it's better than paying, you know, $60 for a game and finding out this is crap. I mean,
there's reviews for that.
Well, yeah, but you never know till you actually play it. I mean,
yeah, but, yeah, I understand, but yeah, it's,
but that's just what happened through my mind when I saw Sega. That, I don't know, Sega just popped. I really wasn't looking for something like that, you know. I just saw Sega on that screen, and I get that's probably where I started looking for other stuff. But yeah, and the whole thing with. I really enjoyed the whole thing with his father, you know, the message his father gave him.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
It got a bit dusty in the room, you know.
I don't think so.
I'm really close to my father. I mean, he's my best friend. So, you know, just seeing that, and, you know, especially before then, Tony said, you know, my dad never said he loved me, he never said he liked me and all that, you know, and then seeing that film reel, that just got to me. That definitely got to me. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Yeah, it kind of got to me to a tiny bit with seeing his dad being a kind of an asshole to him.
Yeah, but just, I really enjoyed that part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And following that, you know, the whole him trying to figure out, you know, him and the what was it, the creating the new element.
That was a little bit too, I don't know, that was a little bit too convenient.
It was a bit far-fetched, I would say that, but the whole process of it was just awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that was, I had this argument with my sister. Because, she saw the trailers and said, like, Iron Man's chest should be a circle. It's not a triangle. So then I went digging through my comics, found a picture of Iron Man, triangle. So I'm like, look, triangle. It is a triangle now.
Oh, non-fans.
She's like, no, it's supposed to be a circle.
Oh, it is a circle, but there's a triangle in it. But
well, no, now it's just a triangle chest piece.
Oh. I have that fanboy mentality about most everything, and if my sister was going to do that, I'd just like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, after me, it was right after she said it, and I proved her wrong. She said, well, I didn't say that.
Oh,
Oh, we had, you know, that's funny. She wanted to choke her.
It's your younger siblings. You can't deal with them. I mean, I don't have any personally, but, you know, I've experienced
it. I had to be nice because she was going into surgery, so had to be nice.
But, yeah, I mean, is there anything y'all want to touch on in particular?
What do you guys think about, how do you think they should handle the Avengers movie now?
See, it's still too early.
It is. It's way too early because, you know,
they have
Captain America and we still got Thor.
Yeah, we still got Human Torch America. I mean, Captain America. But
God, they should have just picked John Krasinski. He would have been even better than.
See, I was hesitant about, you know, Chris Evans. That's his name. Yeah. I was hesitant about him, but since he was the Human Torch, but since they're going to reboot the Fantastic Four, you know, I can see I'm better, you know. I'm content with it, you know.
Well, okay. Do you guys also hear that there's going to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie?
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be after the Avengers movie. According to Samuel L. Jackson, there is going to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie, or it's in the works.
See,
well, they always planned on doing one, and you know, I think it could work. You know?
But after the Avengers, if the Avengers is going to be as good as, you know, everyone thinks it is.
As everyone hopes it's going to be.
Hopes it's going to be. Especially with, you know, Joss Whedon directing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, following up that, really? I don't know. I just never thought Nick Fury was a great character by himself, you know.
He's an awesome guy. He had his own comic series for a good while.
Well, everybody's had their own comic series.
Yeah, but his did pretty good for what it was. It was good. It just laid back story. You know, with the movie, they can always have superheroes as supporting characters. It doesn't have to be, you know, Iron Man has all these characters, and it's kind of an ensemble movie.
Yeah, but what the word you used was, it was laid back. That doesn't really, laid back doesn't really make good entertainment. As far as, like, movies and stuff goes. Especially with comic book, you know, movies, adaptation of comic books, you want to see,
yeah, because when you think comic book movie, you think action-packed. You do not think laid-back.
But, yeah, I mean, I would think it'd be better for them to do it before the Avengers, but I don't want that to happen. I want the Avengers to come first.
Yeah, it'll have to happen after the Avengers, because with S.H.I.E.L.D., if it happens after the Avengers, they can get Chris Evans and, you know, whoever else to be, you know, a supporting cast member, and that'll really get a lot of people to go see it. But what's going to happen after the Avengers, you think?
I don't know, honestly.
I don't know. We're just still kind of hoping that the Avengers still happens.
All right, well, let me just say this. All right, this is hypothetical. What if the Avengers movie is the greatest movie ever? We get through our, you know, three sequels or two sequels, the trilogy. Well, what do they go from there? They don't really have anything else.
They'd probably start on the Fantastic Four reboot and stuff like that.
Well, they have so many studios that can grab the work on it. They'll probably start doing a lot of stuff at the same time. And while the Avengers is going on,
well, and it's like you said, they'll probably, like, if they're doing the S.H.I.E.L.D. movie, if that is actually true, I mean, they may have the other characters, you know, they may have the other actors do that, or the other actors may just, you know, they may be busy with other movies. Robert Downey Jr., he's doing Sherlock Holmes too. You know, we don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah, so. If they still have their Marvel Knights studio after that crappy Punisher movie, I don't know if they do or not, but they just need to work on, like, doing their smaller characters that in a big movie would only have a bit part, like make a Nick Cage movie, Luke Cage. I mean,
Nick Cage.
I got Mortal Kombat on the brain right now, but
Oh, no, they are making it a Luke Cage movie.
Yeah.
I almost said it too.
We talked about that on our C2E2 episode, but yeah. it's gonna be a lower budget movie though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love a Nick Cage, Luke Cage, because I don't know, there's always something about that character. Let me see, what else could they do? But But and see, after the Avengers, really the only way they could go is a Secret Wars or Civil War movie.
I would love that. Either one of those, because I'm a fan of both of them. Civil War and Secret Wars.
The Civil War would have it would have to be a trilogy to do it right.
Oh, they both of them would.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the Civil War right now because I know both of them would, but that's just a big commitment for all those actors, you know? That's the only problem, seeing it realistically.
Questions. Would you rather see Secret Wars or Civil War? You would have, in the Secret War, you'd have all the bad guys and all the good guys versus, and the Civil War, you'd have all, everybody, you know, just a battle royale, everybody trying to kill each other.
I don't know. That's hard.
Well, first of all,
they really could. They'd have to get Spider-Man and, you know, who else does Fox own?
Fox still owns.
They own X-Men, Daredevil, and X-Men, Daredevil, and Spider-Man. Or I mean, Sony and Fox together.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which goes where.
Daredevil wasn't really a big part of either one, though. Was Daredevil even in Secret Wars?
Yeah, he was in there.
Wait, I don't know about Secret Wars, but yeah, Civil War he was.
I know he was in the Civil War, but he wasn't big.
But see, yeah, that's the thing, that Marvel would have to get the rights back to
Spider-Man.
The big part of both.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to have to happen. You're going to have to hope that the next Spider-Man movie bombs really hard to get the rights back, because right now what they're doing is making that crappy movie with Justin Bieber as Spider-Man.
They haven't started, though, have they?
No, they haven't started. They have to go in production. They don't have to even make a piece of film. They can just go in production for 10 years if they want.
Really? That sucks, because I know they have a contract where they have to keep making movies, and if they don't in a certain amount of time, they lose the rights. But, yeah. All they have to do is say they're in production. That's a load of bull. Marvel just needs to Disney, throw some of your money towards, you know, help Marvel out. Shit.
Yeah, totally.
You got the money. Do it.
See, at the time, Marvel had no idea how big this could get, and they should have known, but at the time, they were kind of, you know, they weren't big at all. They were still, I mean, they've always been popular, but they have really found a new audience now. And they didn't know they could find a new audience. They thought they were either just going to stick with what they had and try to scrape by. But now with this, they're the big dogs now. And they want their shit back. It's just they can't get it back just by some technicalities.
Yeah. That definitely has to... They definitely have to get Spider-Man back for any of those two ideas to even come close to working.
Yeah.
That's the reason Spectacular Spider-Man isn't coming on, because Marvel got back the TV rights for Spider-Man.
No, they're making movies on they're making, what's it called, they're having some animated series, I can't remember what it's called, but some Spider-Man on the Disney movie. Yeah.
Yeah, Ultimate Spider-Man is going to be it. See, Sony has the movie rights, but Marvel has the television rights now.
Well, Disney has the television rights.
Disney owns Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of want to pretend that isn't real.
But Disney needs to really step up and support Marvel, like you know, like Warner Brothers supports DC.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what Disney needs to do, because I know they have the itch for it. If they want to make a kids movie, make Power Pack their kids movie. You guys know what Power Pack is, don't you?
No.
I've heard of it.
Power Pack is this. It's like the Fantastic Four, and they even had Reed Richards' son at one point in the series.
Yes.
Well, you're assuming that Disney has to do, you know, the kiddie stuff. No. Look at Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, look at Prince of Persia. I mean, adult
Superhero Squad. There's the kiddie movie right there. There's the kiddie thing right there.
Yeah, but Disney doesn't necessarily have to do all kiddie stuff. They've proven that they can do adult movies like Pirates.
Yeah. I know that they can do that. I know that they can do it, but I mean, It's just we need to... They have to have their kids' movie. I know they do.
They got plenty of other developers to do kids' movies, though.
Yeah, shit, sorry about that. I kind of got off track. It's really fun, man.
But yeah, that was a good tangent. at least it was you know, Marvel related.
yeah, I got straight off in a good way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anything else y'all want to talk about the movie?
Let me think. I just want to say that who was it, Zachary Quinto? That was in Chuck.
Zachary Quinto.
Quinto, he's, no, shit, that's the guy from Heroes. No.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the guy from Heroes and Spock in the new movie. I'm thinking, why are you, he was in the movie? Well, I didn't see him.
No. When I was confused.
Well, what's the name of the guy off of Chuck, the guy that plays Chuck?
I don't
watch Chuck.
I don't watch Chuck either.
But I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I should.
He got screwed over because he was supposed to be, he was supposed to be Loki in the Thor movie.
Hmm.
But, you know, they renewed Chuck for another season, but, man, I would have hated to have been in his shoes. He would have been up shit creek after that.
Yeah, but...
See, IMDb has Tom Hiddleston as Loki. And he looks a bit creepy, so I think...
Oh, then that's good. I mean, Loki was kind of creepy, but...
What else do you guys...
I haven't seen any of his stuff, so no idea who he is.
Well, what Marvel movie would you like to see?
Would I like to see?
Good Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I understand, like, a character that hasn't been in a movie before.
Oh. After that performance, I want to see a Black Widow movie.
No. The character cannot be in a Marvel movie yet.
Oh.
And damn, Deadpool's out then.
Yeah, Deadpool.
I would absolutely love to see a Deadpool movie.
That's tough. I'm looking forward to... Like, oh, go ahead.
You got such classics like Iron Foot, and you got, God, I don't know, some other crappy superhero, I don't know. They've got, like, all their A-listers so far.
Oh, I would like to see an Invaders movie.
Oh, shit.
Do you know who the invaders were?
You know, guys, I might have to get off right now. I'm sorry about this. It's getting really bad outside.
Oh, that's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
So, I can stay on long enough to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're probably going to wrap it up soon, but you finish your thought, Stuart?
Well, yeah. Have you guys heard of the invaders?
No.
I don't... The name sounds familiar.
I just read their comic... it was part of my number one pack I got. Let's see if I can find it in this stack here. Avengers Invaders. The Invaders were the Avengers during World War II, and it had, you know, Captain America.
Oh yes, I know exactly who you mean.
Prince Nick Namor. And it had, like...
Black Panther or something like that?
No. See, it was...
Oh, who? So, something. Something black something. I don't know, but they mentioned that on... I remember that, and they touched on that in Spider-Man a lot. Captain America's, you know, World War II team, yeah.
Yeah. The Invaders. That would be a cool movie. Because it actually has two versions of... See, it has the original Human Torch... I'm not talking about the Fantastic Four Human Torch, but the original Human Torch.
Now,
who was like part machine, like he was machine.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking of something different, but didn't most of them have powers from like a ring that they?
No. Who you're probably thinking of is Union Jack.
They were all in the superhuman, you know, experiment like Captain America, but like in Spider-Man, they touched on it about they ended up, you know, their powers would slowly drain, you know, because for some reason they weren't as well as Captain America.
You're
not talking about them?
No.
Okay, because that was...
It has like two versions of the Human Torch.
Okay.
Like one's a robot, one's like a... Basically like the Human Torch is now.
Okay,
and
I just...
Bucky and Prince Namor and Union Jack.
Well, Prince Nimoy was part of the team I'm thinking of. So I don't know. Maybe they're similar but indifferent. I don't know.
Well, I definitely recommend the Avengers Invaders, because like it takes, like it's like a time travel thing. Like,
yeah.
Those guys go into the future and think like they're part of this, like this not Nazi hypnotism thing.
Really, yeah. Cool. But I mean, I'm looking forward to the Captain America movie. I truly am. Just to see Captain America, you know, his world on the big screen. Actor aside.
Well, they got a good guy to play Red Skull.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
yeah. See, who's playing Red Skull?
Oh, what's his name? The guy who plays Agent Smith from The Matrix and.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I can never think of his name.
I know who you're talking about, but perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm looking forward to even more in all of these movies?
What?
I'm looking forward to Walking Dead TV series. Don't you buy me. That is the best.
No, I said ah. Series. I said ah.
Don't you ah me then. But,
do you not know what ah means?
I know it means that you are wrong.
No. Ah means ah. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get my bahs and ahs and oos.
See, I gotta track down the first ones of that. I was gonna pick it up, but they didn't have the first ones. I think the oldest one they had was number 4 or 5 at my comic shop. So I gotta track it. But I definitely wanna get into that series. But
if you have any bookstores like you know, Books a Million or Barnes and Noble, they will have all of them.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, so go check them out.
But yeah. Oh, and it's Hugo Weaving is the name for the guy. He's definitely going to do a good Red Skull. I mean, just the look of him.
Uh-huh.
He's going to make a good Red Skull. But I guess, you know, since we pretty much covered all we wanted to talk about, this was basically just a geek out, you know, true to our name, Geeks for the Win, where we geek out over everything. You know, or anything we, you know, that can be considered geeky. We definitely geeked out today. But
oh yes, we did.
Yes. With that said, this has been, you know, episode 10. I want to definitely thank Jay Bird for coming on, and I guess, you know, we can just get into shout outs. I want to shout out, you know, Golf Rat and the Ace Black, iFester, Dark DJ, you know, all the Friday Night Fight crew. I mean, just had a blast with them, and then had a blast with Dark DJ and iFester last night, you know, playing for taking turns, just, you know, let's try this character and this character, let's just do randoms, and it's really fun. That game's just so much better than the first one. Way better. But besides them, you know, I just want just thank the OFR people again, you know. Everyone over there, you know, Vlad's Hammer, Blue Man, Patriot, Tin Pan, and Vic Joe, because they just keep supporting us, you know. We tweeted about our latest episode, they retweet, you know, just they're always supporting us, so we just want to thank them. And with that, you know, that's all I got. Stuart?
I'd like to shout out to Best Buy for having a hard drive that I could use. A terabyte hard drive that I can use to replace my busted 250. But then boo on them for trying to cheat me out of $20 for it.
How did that happen?
Well, online on BestBuy.com, it was $80. In store, it was $100.
Ah.
And I didn't catch that till I got home, so I'd go back. And I was
They always bring down the prices over their internet shopping.
Well, no, it was there was a sale
over
the weekend that the shop hadn't really put into on the shelves.
They haven't updated their pricing yet.
No.
But
it was, you know, like, you know, they did a price check and like, hey, you're right, here's $21. Awesome.
Yeah, $20 is $20.
That's right. I could buy 20 comics with that.
Yeah, or you could see two movies, I think, depending on your movie price.
The bar depends on if you have anybody with you.
Yeah. I mean,
God. Then it's just one.
Oh, yeah. But is that it?
Yeah.
I got to give my shout-outs, don't
I? Yeah, I'm just going to you next, Jay Bird.
Oh, okay. All right, well, shout out to you guys for letting me on here. Yeah, thank you for that. And shout out to Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. I said it in my head right before you did. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, no, you said it when I asked you if you wanted him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You said he was going to talk about it then.
Yeah, then too, yeah.
I basically hibernated over the weekend, just slept, and just so I can get to Red Dead faster.
Well, hopefully it lives up, you know. You've typed over that more than Golf Rat did with Modern Warfare 2.
I've taken typing to a new level.
No, I agree with that. I don't disagree at all.
You out-golf Golf Rat and Golf Rat.
Yeah, I jay-birded it. That's a little less catchy than...
You got it to the point where I've heard people want this game to be so bad just because you're hyping over it so much. I've actually heard people say that.
That was me, actually.
But it's got a 9.75 from Game Informer. It's got a 10 from OXM UK. It's IGN gave it a really good score, like a 9-something. So, I think that you guys are full of shit.
Hey, I never said anything. I want it to be a good game. I played the demo at PAX East, and I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
I've got that sucker pre-ordered, and I'm gonna get my free Music City and my free costume.
Nice.
I'm not gonna do anything for like 3 weeks.
Awesome. Awesome. But yeah, definitely check that out. Jay Bird, this should be up before then, but he's gonna have a game night. He has a game night set up for Tuesday the night whenever it comes out. I forgot. 18th. Yeah, 18th. So, check that out.
All right, we'll wrap this up because I'm getting a little scared now with this.
Okay, just waiting for, you know, okay. With that said, you know, this has been episode 10 of The Geeks for the Win, and we'll see you next time.
See you.
Alrighty, that was pretty darn close. That was about an hour, and that's going to turn out to an hour and 30-ish.
Yeah, maybe a little less because I don't know when we actually started the show.
Well, for me, we started the show at 10 minutes on my recording.
Okay, then that was probably about.
Shit. All right, guys, this shit is right above me, so I'm gonna get off and I'm gonna dream about Red Dead Redemption. So I will see you tomorrow, or talk to you tomorrow on Twitter.
Yeah, I will see you tomorrow. That's a little creepy, but.
Well, I'm drive my van down the street with Fadios and.
I live nowhere near Paris, so good luck getting him to join you. But, yeah, take it easy, dude.
All right, then, man. I'll see you later. I'm not electrocuted by now.
All righty.
All right, bye.